two, please.
Number two is a resolution allocating $150,000 to the War Memorial Center for the appropriation for from the appropriation for contingencies account to ensure that Milwaukee County continues to honor the dead by serving a living for the principles of art and peace. This item was laid over from the last cycle.
Okay. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Colleagues, what you have before you is an item from last month. It's pretty straightforward. It's a fund transfer to the War Memorial from the contingency fund to fund the operating of the War Memorial. In our last budget that was passed back in November, the War Memorial received a cut of roughly about $188,000. The War Memorial has tightened its belt. It's made cuts. It's taken positions from full-time to part-time. Its staff has cut its compensation, its wages. And all of those actions have only been able to produce roughly between $30,000 and $35,000. So with our county ordinances, when a department knows that there's going to be a deficit of more than $75,000, it has an obligation to report that to the committee. That was made, and now this is the remedy of that problem. And so I would hope that you would support this and support the War Memorial. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jersey.
Motion to deny. I want the committee to be aware that over 2 hours was spent on parks regarding the issue arising out of the audit. The War Memorial Board, it was disclosed, has failed to call their annual meeting. They have really a lame duck leadership. There are significant issues which we have all been grappling to find compromise. This would be very counterproductive at this time to enter into giving contingency money. This is also bad practice. We're going to be going into a budget with lots of problems. This resolution is really an attempt to cover up deficits. We are attempting to seek solutions to deal and wrestle with those deficits, and really the War Memorial Board has not been cooperative. They have failed to put together the plan that was requested. This continues to be, in my opinion, bad practice to be fighting this separate battle when we should be seeking solutions and really letting Parks Committee lead the way on this. So I'm going to move to deny, and hopefully we can put this issue to bed once and for all. We've been fighting over this particular resolution since budget time. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Schmidt and Supervisor Weishaupt.
I would say we've been through this 3 or 4 times. We started in the budget, and irregardless of what's going on with the memorial, or if they didn't have their annual meeting, I wouldn't vote for against it because of that. I voted against this in the past because, just as Supervisor Jersey alluded to, it kind of puts the memorial on a separate plane. It doesn't recognize what's happened in the budget. It doesn't recognize what happened to all the other public-private partnerships we've had. I mean, you can go down the list of committees or public-private partnerships we're on boards on. I'm on the museum. Three I'm on. Okay, the historical site's got stuff falling off, the cornucopia. You've got problems there. Okay, public museum elevators have been in trouble. They're not working, and it's a terrific cost to try to do these things in the outside. Research Park, they've got windows, all sorts of windows. The point is, we've got all sorts of infrastructure, and all those organizations are taking 5% cuts, 3% cuts. The board has worked the last few years trying not to do this. And I would ask you, please, Supervisor, that you made some comments, which I was happy to see yesterday in Parks. And you said, let's take a step back here. Okay, let's not try to isolate and make arguments and pit people against each other, War Memorial against everybody else. We give the War Memorial, but then we got to give to everybody else to make whole also. Other people took cuts in this last budget and the last couple years in all the areas we represent. Okay, so as you said yesterday, let's step back. Let's let the negotiating process take its role. The War Memorial and Museum got to get together. we got to get together. We got to look at a budget. I think I could look at another revenue stream with all these problems we're talking about. We can't solve all these problems. We're not capable of doing it. So we're going to have to come up with something else. I'm interested to see what the county executive will do. I'm happy to talk to them about it, too. Okay? We need another revenue stream in this county for all the infrastructure and the needs that we have. We never can do it now the way we have it structured. We can't make the War Memorial whole today. You know, and I don't think it's fair to there are other excellent causes. My father's a World War II veteran, so I don't want to hear about, you know, I'm going against veterans. That's nothing in my thinking whatsoever here, okay? I would be against any other group would come right now and ask for $150,000 out of contingency. We just went through a budget. We're going to have to go through another budget, okay? So let's be fair to all, and just as you said, let's let the process go on here. Let's see what happens. I think hopefully cooler heads will prevail after that long meeting yesterday in the parks. We're going to have to work these things out. I think there's some good plans going forward to report in the paper on some things, and we need to get this the right way and not isolate here, and that's why I voted against in the past, and I will vote against today. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want nothing more than to make the War Memorial whole, to see repairs that are needed taken care of, to see vendors that are owed money paid, but I continue to hold the same fear that I held the last time we reviewed this resolution, which is that it's a Band-Aid that is not going to solve what seems to be a severed limb in this problem. So, unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to support this. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Weisha.
I think we're mixing two different topics here. There is negotiations, there is talks and how you want to manage the War Memorial facility and the art museum. That's one issue. And then you have the current operational budget of the War Memorial. And that's what is before you today. In our War Memorial budget, there will be roughly about $150,000 deficit at the end of the year. All of the corrective actions have been taken. And they are not going to be solved with any negotiations with any group out there, that because that's a management issue that could take months, if not years, to resolve. This request is no different than when you have any other department, whether it's BHD, the Parks Department, anyone else come before you and say, hey, revenues have not, you know, met projections, and there's a deficit in a department, so you're taking corrective action. We don't go back to them and say to behavioral health, you know what? What you need to do is find a different management tool or something. We say, okay, you have a deficit, and now we're going to take corrective action for that deficit. And this does not change anything when it comes to those negotiations on the management issue. So what I'm doing is, you know, just trying to solve the operational issue that's before you. And I don't think you can put this in the same category as other sort of Supervisor Schmitz, I'm going to say no to everything, because the problem that the War Memorial Corporation has is that Milwaukee County has entered into agreements with other parties like the Art Museum, and has made these contractual obligations. And then that's one side of the voice. Then the other side is that then they cut Milwaukee County, we cut the funding. So we cannot meet those obligations. The fact is the Art Museum does not pay for its utility costs. And over the last 5 years, we've flatlined the budget. From 2007 to 2012, utility costs have gone up $170,000. The War Memorial Corporation has absorbed that cost and has made the personnel cuts and has made all of the adjustments possible. Then for the 2012 budget, they were cut $200,000. They tightened their budget some more, and they were able to squeeze out another $35,000 worth of savings. Now we're at the end. There is no more. And so you will end up at the end of the year with a $150,000 deficit. That's not because of any management, you know, practices at the War Memorial. It's just a simple matter of dollars and cents. We have more expenses than we've produced dollars. and they've raised the rents and they've raised the cost to rent the Memorial Hall. They've done everything in their control. So I would just like you to stick on the operational piece, and we can either deal with this now or deal with it in November, because they will come back and say, we've run a deficit, just like any other department will. And we're trying to get ahead of the curve and solve that. And I appreciate your thoughts on it and your the time that you've taken to. I know I've talked to quite a few of you on this issue, and I appreciate all the effort that you put into it. And I would just hope that we would keep the two issues separate, operational versus management. Thank you.
Supervisor Alexander, then Chairman Cullen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My position is still to vote in denial. However, if the War Memorial and or its boards or its staff or you, Supervisor, can come up with any type of a fundraising plan to raise the $150,000 between now and the end of the year, because 6 months is a long time, I, on a personal basis, will be the first to write a check to that fundraising plan, and I'll donate my time to go door-to-door on behalf of it. But I still stand against it as a resolution. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman Cullen.
Thank you. I would hope, Mr. Chair, that we could, this is sort of a test vote, and vote to deny, and if the votes aren't there to deny it, then we can continue the discussion. If the votes are there to deny it, we can move this along a little bit so we maybe take the vote.
Please call the roll. Then.
Motion is for denial. Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Hipskin.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
No.
Motion approved, 7-1.
Thank you. We'll see you on board day.
Thank you. Item number three.